The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayakel. In the Parsha, in Perek Lamed He, Posuk He, it states, Kechu mi'itchem truma la'ashem, kol div liboy, yiviyeho es trumas Hashem. Moshe is commanding the people on the Midvas HaMishkon, and the Melechas HaMishkon, and the contributions to the Mishkon, to the sanctuary, and the work which was required for the sanctuary. So it states, Kechu mi'itchem truma la'ashem, kol nediv liboy, you shall take from yourselves truma la'ashem, the offering to Hashem, kol nediv liboy. All contributors, now it says the word lev, of the heart. Yiviyahu es trumas Hashem. Zov v'chesev v'nechoshes shall bring the contributions to Hashem, gold, silver, copper, and so forth, and then it lists all of the things that were needed. A little further, in Pasuk Chof Aleph, it states, Vayavau kol ish asher nesov libay. Again, it uses this word heart. That every man whose heart had uplifted him. V'chol asher nod varuchai, aysoi. And all of those whose spirit were generous, had uplifted him, Heviyas Trumas Hashem, brought the contributions to Hashem. So again, here it states the word Liboy, heart, and Ruchai, spirit. Rashi writes, Pasukei Nediv Liboy, Hashem Shel Liboy Nodvoy, Kori Liboy. Excuse me. Rashi writes the word nedova. Nodva is Loshen Rotzen Hatov, which means with a good will, with a good Rotzen, where the person wants to give. Now we find further in Pasuk Chof Zayin. In Pasuk Chof Zayin, it tells us about the Nesim. Then it states, "Banesim heviu esav de ashoham veesav de bluim leif v'malachishim." The Nesim were the princes; they were the leaders of every tribe. They brought the precious stones for the gown, and they brought the precious stones for the breastplate. Ves habesem, ves hashomen lamor leshemen hamishkav lekeis hasamim. And they brought the oil, and they brought the incense. There it does not use the word neshov liboy, whose heart uplifted them, or nodva liboy, whose heart contributed. If we go a little further, in the next pasuk Chof Tes, again it states, Kol ish v'isha asher nodav libom eson. Every man and woman, asher nodav libom osom. Again it uses the word heart, whose heart were in this contribution. Lohavi yisa malocha. If we go a little further, in Perek and in Posuk in Perek Lamed Vov Posuk Hey Vayemru El Mesha Lemor, and Mesha said, they said to Mesha, Marbi Mom Lohavi, the people are bringing Marbi Mom Lohavi, the people are bringing too much.
מידי אהבין אל המלאכו אשר ציבו השם לעשה שישו. They're bringing more that is, than is necessary. ויצב מישב ויעבירו כל במחנה למור איש ואישו על יעשו עוד מלאכו לסרומס הקודש. So Moshe said לרבינון in the camp that everyone is bringing too much, they should not bring any more for the Trumas HaKodesh, for what is needed. And the nation ceased to bring. And all of this that was necessary was sufficient and was more. It was left over. If we go to Parshas Truma, where this subject was first introduced, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the people, commanded Moshe, excuse me, on the Melechus HaMishkon, right at the beginning of Parshas Truma. Again we find this expression, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. Speak to the children of Israel and take for me truma, offerings, me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu liboy, from every person, asher yidvenu liboy, whose heart will contribute, tiku es trumosi, you shall take my truma. So again we find this word lev. Rashi there says loshem ratzein hatov, this means who will give with a full willingness. What is the meaning of this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does not merely want from the people an empty act. It states Rachmon Liboboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the people their hearts, that whatever they do for him, their heart and their full willingness should be in this act. And we're not speaking of empty acts. You know, sometimes we say, well, it's just talk. Or sometimes maybe they did something, but it's just an act. Here we're speaking, they're coming through with money. They're coming with gold, and they're coming with silver, and they're coming with copper, and they're coming with precious stones. In the breastplate were the 12 most precious stones that you could find. So it's difficult to say this is just empty acts. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not satisfied with that. But he wants that the heart of the person should be in this giving. It should be with a full rotzen, a full willingness. Now, this means that the person is created physically, he's a physical being, he was created mina ofer, from the dust of the earth, and this is the physical element of the human being. And then he was given also what is known, that is known as the guf, and then he was given also what is known as the nefesh and the seichel. The seichel is his intelligence. His intelligence for this world and his intelligence for the next world, for the higher worlds. He was given a nefesh. Nefesh is the life which HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into his nostrils. And the place of that nefesh is in the Lev HaAdam. It's central. Quarters are called, is called the lave, the heart, and from the heart comes the feelings of the person, all of his hargoshes, his emotions, and this is what we also refer to as the spirit of the person. And when a person works for Hashem and does mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants not merely It should be physical. And not also merely, or not only mentally also, but it must encompass the heart and the spirit of the person. And here when we're speaking about the Mishkan, the sanctuary, there are two particular reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that. Firstly, the Mishkan was the center of what was known as Avedas Hashem. The Beis HaMikdosh, that was always referred to as Avoda, when one served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the service of the heart, of the nefesh. But there's another reason also why this is true in all mitzvahs, but in particular here. What were we doing here? We were building a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sanctuary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to ask us for gold and for silver. If he came to ask us to give our money to a person in need, then even if we do not give with a full heart, naturally it's a far greater mitzvah if you give with a full heart, but even if we do not give with a full heart, but still the oni, the poor man, has panoso. You still gave him panoso. He has what to eat, he has what to drink, he has money. But here when we're coming to build something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our gold to build him a home. He needs our silver, he needs our copper. Lashem Oretz Malay. What does he need? A handout. He's coming to ask us for Zog and for Nechoshes. All belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does he need? So there in particular, he needs our hearts. He needs our gold with our full heart behind it. He needs our silver with a full heart behind it. He's not coming to ask for handouts alone. It's a truma l'Hashem. And therefore he said, kol nediv libay, who will give with his heart, or not varuchai, who will give with his spirit. Now we can understand very well why it does not say this by the Nesim. Because Rashi brings the Medrash by the Nesim, by the princes, that when it came and Meshach listed out everything that was needed, so Omer of Nosson, Maro Nesim Lizdan, Nadi Bechanukas Mizbeach Bitchil, Lechas Amishkan Leiznadu Bitchil. We find that when it came to the inauguration of the Mizbeach, there they were the first ones. That was in Parshas Nosei. That's also the Parsha that we read on Hanukkah. That when it came to inaugurating the Mizbeach, the new altar, they were the first ones. But here we see they were the last ones. So Reb Nosson asked why. He said because when they heard Meisha list out everything that was needed, Yud Gimel Dvorim, there were 13 different types of things. They said, Yisnadvu Hatzibur Mashim Yisnadvinu Mashim Machasvinu Mashlimin. Let the community, that the congregation give, the nation should give whatever they will desire to give, and whatever is missing we will fill in. It seems like a very good calculation. It didn't work, however, because the people gave so much, there was so much heart in this, that when it came to the turn of the Nesim, there was very little left to give. The only things that weren't given yet were the stones and the oil, and the oil. So they said, Omru Nesim al Olenu La'asis, what else is there for us to do? So therefore they brought what was left over, what was still needed. In that there was, it wasn't because of a great heart to give this. They gave this only because this is all that was left over to give. So therefore by the Nesim it does not say nidvas libom, what their heart had contributed. Rather, that was all that was left over. However, we can go into this deeper. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, says, Yidvenu Liboy. What is the terminology, Yidvenu Liboy? Loshen Nedova, Vuhu Loshen Retzein Hatov. What a person gives with a full willingness. In our Parshas Vayakel, he adds a word. And he says, what does it mean, Nidvas? Nidvas Liboy. He brings Nadiv Liboy in Posuk Hei. Hashem Shel Liboy Nodvoy. Kori Nadiv Lev. Hashem Shel Liboy Nodvoy. Kori Nadiv Lev. It's more that it's more than giving with a full heart. It's when one's heart causes him to give. One's heart forces him to give. One's heart inspires him to give. This is what Rashi says is the deep lev. Nediv Libay. Shel Libay Naidvay. When one's heart forces one to give, inspires one to give. If you look in the Silvim and Chumash, he elaborates on this in regards to the grammar of it. And explains how this means this grammatically. But this is what Rashi is telling us Nediv Lev means. Not giving, not merely giving with heart. But when one's heart gives, one's heart forces him to give. And this is what would mean also Nodvo Ruchai Esoi. One's spirit causes and forces him to give. Or a Musol Libo, or their heart uplifted them to give. A similarity we have to this is in the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Vov. The Rambam writes that in the previous Perek Beis, he writes that the obligation of studying Torah is Achas B'Yayim V'Achas B'Alaylo. Every Jew must learn Torah in the morning and in the evening, every day of his life. He says this is a positive commandment. This is the great commandment of Talmud Torah. He says there's no exceptions to this, whether he's wealthy, poor, whether he's healthy, he's sick, young, old, no exceptions. However, there is no shiur, there is no limit which is given. You can learn 5 or 10 minutes every morning and 5 and 10 minutes every evening. You can learn an hour or two. This is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Shachris V'Arvis. Then he writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Vov, he explains, there's another level though. There's what is known as Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. The crown of Torah is to become a Chochem B'Torah, a wise person in Torah, great in Torah. That you won't become from learning an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening, or half an hour in the morning or half an hour in the evening. He says that you have to give a life for. You must dedicate in totality to such a thing, where with every spare minute that you have, you give yourself over to Torah. So this is known as the great crown of Torah. So he uses this expression. He says, Mishenasol libay lekayim mitzvusu kiroi uliyais muhta bekeset Torah. He whose heart has lifted him up and has inspired him, has caused him to fulfill this mitzvah of pursuing the crown of Torah, then he starts to say what he must do. So then we find that same expression, mi shenasol libay, not where a person does something with heart, but whose heart is driving him, whose heart is elevating him and driving him to do this. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Nidvas libom, shelibom nodvon, that their hearts drove them, inspired them to give for my Mishkan, for my sanctuary. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Now, so again now, it's very good by the Nesim. This was not the case by the princes. They gave merely what was left over to give. Now, to clarify this a little more, the guf, the physical element of the person, and the nefesh, the spirit of the person, are totally contradictory, and they are totally at war with each other all of the times. The physical element of man was created from ofor, was created from earth. The earth has no movement in it. The earth is lifeless. The earth is known as a domain. It is silent. The earth wants to settle in one place. Whichever, wherever there is the force of gravity, that's where the earth will go. It will not resist. And physical man is made from there. This is why physical man constantly is mevakesh esamanucha. He wants to rest. He wants to sit still. Doesn't want to move. Doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to be bothered. That's the teva of the chemer. It's the nature of physical man. The spirit is just the opposite. The spirit which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to man doesn't come from the physical world. It came from above. That is the Metzias HaChaim. That's an essence alive. That's always alive. Life, if it's alive, it's always moving. Tenua. Always moves. And when that was given to man, that gave life and movement to man. This is why we find when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back the nefesh, the movement and the life goes out of man, and he's silent. The body is silent. And they are, in essence, contradicting. They are the antithesis of each other. Spirit always wants to move. Always wants to live. Always wants to do something. And physical man, just the opposite. He wants to be like the earth that he came from. So there is this constant hisnagdus zelazer. There is this constant war between these two forces. This is what the sages call atzlus and zrizus. Atzlus, otzel. The person does not want to be bothered. He wants to do the easiest thing all of the time. He wants to rest. He wants to be quiet. And then there's Rishus, what the Nefesh wants to do. The Nefesh wants to work. Now this we find in Inyone Elam Hazeh. We find this in regards to this world. Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Geheles Yud, Ba'atzaltayim Yimach HaMekorer, by the lazy man by the lazy man, the roof will start to rot away. And because of his idleness, the rain will start to come in to the house. He doesn't want to get up there and fix the roof. It's too much trouble. So when Shlomo HaMelech writes that he goes through fields and he sees the fences are broken and the weeds have become overgrown and so on and so on, he says this is the field of a lazy man. But the Chazal tell us that Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, was more specifically using this as a parable, as a marshal for man's avoda in this world. When it comes to this world, for his avoda, avodas Hashem, to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. When it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there, this resistance, this isnagdus, and this war is even greater. Because to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need a greater spirit. You need greater life. Because you are seeking greater levels. It's not only a question of just fixing the roof, but you are seeking all of the time higher levels. And you have to constantly struggle and constantly fight. You have to fight against man's physical nature that does not want to strive. That's besides the fact that you have to fight against the Yetzer Hara, the power of evil that was placed in man and in the world. This is why Yehuda ben Tema in Mishnah Ovis, in Masechta Ovis, Perek Hei, Mishnah Chov Gimel, Yehuda ben Tema said, Hevi az kinomer. He says, when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see, when it comes to do things in this world, well, we know this. Actually, we hear a lot in our times. We hear this the expression of motivation. You must have motivation. You must be proactive. You must be able to motivate others. These expressions, the expressions are something perhaps more attuned with our times. But these are by no means new concepts. Psychologists and sociologists are not, machadish, they are not creating new concepts. The world was not stupid for 5,000 years. But the expressions change. See. For example, in another generation, you call this ambition. There were people who had ambition. There were people who were not ambitious. Or you call this initiative. There were people who took the initiative and people who didn't take the initiative. Other times, they referred this as industrious. Industry. He was a very industrious person. There were all types of expressions. Or you refer that this is a person with a great spirit. And Yiddish used to refer as Das is a Lebedeke. Das is a Tate and Das is a Lebedeke. This is an expression that goes back 1,000 years. This one is a Tate. He won't get anywhere. You have to light a bomb under him to get him to move. And the other, you don't have to tell him twice, you don't have to tell him once. As a Lebedeke. He's a liar. He's a live one. Or there were phrases. There used to be a phrase that was common. You don't hear it anymore, but it was very common 40, 50 years ago, that no grass is going to grow under that person's feet. Right? This was a motivator. Right? Or this was an activist. He was active. Or this is a person who was a live wire. So we've had all these expressions. The expressions might change from time to time. The concepts are the same. The Chazal referred, the sages referred to this as Atzlus and Zrizus. But the Torah goes into this much deeper. Why is there Atzlus? Why is there Zrizus? Why do we find that sometimes, or some people are a lebedika, they're alive, and others are a tater, they're like they're dead. Some are ambitious, some are not ambitious. Some take the initiative, and the others, you've got to tell 20 times to do the same thing, and still they don't do it. Some are motivated, others have to be motivated. Where does this come from? Because there are two forces in the human being which are opposite to each other. There's man that was created from the earth is not a motivator. And there was man that was created from the nefesh, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him from himself. And that's the essence of motivation. And it's all lies in the balance of what is misgaber, what is victorious over the other. Now, Yehuda Ben Tema is telling us, though, it's one thing when you, speaking of this world, even to keep the rain out of your house, you're going to have to be motivated. You cannot be from the idle ones. To achieve, an achiever, that's another very popular expression in our time. But when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there it's not enough merely not to be idle. It's not enough merely to be an achiever. We talk, you should be an achiever. You should be motivated. That's not enough. You have to be like a wild animal, Yehuda Ben Tema is telling us. And not like a wild animal, like the wildest of the wild animal, to succeed in Avedas Hashem. Yehuda Ben Tema said, Avias Ken Omer, you want to succeed in Avedas Hashem, you have to have the courage of the leopard. Why did he choose the courage of the leopard? Because there is no animal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on this world that's more courageous. You can't be someone. He gives a the Medrash gives an example. Someone who has an overabundance of fear that lends himself to this idleness. The Besilas Yeshorim brings that when you see people have an overabundance of fear that lends it to idleness, he says it's not the fear that's causing the idleness, it's the idleness that's causing the fear. He says, for example, you tell someone, go out and go to shul. So he says, look, it's raining, I'll get wet. Or go to the base of Medrash and learn. This is the Medrash, the Chazal brings this Medrash. See? Oh, it's dangerous to go out at this time. It's afraid. It's not the fear that's causing the idleness, it's the idleness that's causing the fear. Then he says, Yehuda Ben Tema, Ukal Kinesher. You have to be so light-footed, like the eagle. He's not telling you merely you have to be like a bird. There is no bird which flies higher than the eagle. There is no bird which defies gravity more than the eagle. Why is that? Because he has Dakus Achim. He has a very small element of a physical matter in him. The fact that he can defy gravity to such an extent shows the greatness of the degree of nefesh that he has compared to the chemer, to the physical element that he has. Then he says, Giba Kari. You have to be strong. In other words, stamina and strength, but not merely stamina and strength, but like an animal, not merely like an animal, like the king of the animals, the lion. And then he says, oh, you have to be Rotz Katzfi. You have to be the light-footedness and the speed of a wild animal. He says it's tzvi. Tzvi is like deer and antelope, the fastest of them all. Why? Because when you come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's in the heavens. You have to reach the heaven. How's it possible for a person who's made from the earth to reach the heaven? There you need a whole different degree of motivation, of initiative, in order to succeed. This is what Yehuda ben Tema said. This is what is meant, the Maral explains, when Parai wanted the midwives to go and kill all of the newborn male children because he wanted to solve the population explosion of Klal Yisrael. And they didn't listen to him. And he summons them and said, why aren't you listening to me? So they said as follows. They told Parai, this is in Parsha Shmos, Pashis Mos, Yudches, Posuk Yudches, Aleph Yudches, Vayikra Melech Mitzrayim Lam Yaldesh, Vayim Elam Adua Sisen Adover Zevat Chayenes HaYolodim. Why are you doing this and you're leaving the children alive? Vateman, and they said, Ki Lecha Noshim HaMitzriyais HaIvriyais. Because our Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. Ki Choyes Heino. Choyes, what does that mean? Before the midwives come to them, they already give birth. So what did they tell them? The word choyes comes from the word chayo. Chayo means a midwife. So what it seems they were telling him, they're like midwives themselves. But the Chazal, the sages, ask on that. And a midwife doesn't need a midwife. Even if they're midwives themselves, they also need midwives. They were trying to say they don't need us to give birth without us. So the sages explain, they said, they are like the wild animals of the field. Now there's a behema and a chayo. A chayo comes from the word chayim, life. Why is he called, why is his name life? Well, the behema is not. Because he has more life in him. The behema is kvedes achema. The domesticated animal has a great degree of physical matter in him. And this is why when the animal gives birth, he needs a midwife, the shepherd. The shepherd or the farmer has to assist him, assist her in giving birth. But the chayes, the animals of the field, the wild game, no one assists them in giving birth because they have a greater degree of nefesh, a greater degree of life in them, and a lesser degree of the physical matter, and therefore they're quick and they give life right away. And Rashi brings, that's why we find that the Shvatim, the tribes that were given names like the wild animals. So they told Parai that this is the same with the Hebrew women. Klal Yisrael has a greater degree of nefesh in them than they have chaymer, than they have physical matter. And this allows them to elevate themselves above the physical level, and they give birth immediately. Now, therefore, this power, which the sages call Zizus, this is not a hidor. This is not something which is good to have when it comes to Avedis Hashem. This is an imperative. If a person does not have this, he won't get past first base. This is imperative. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to serve him well, then one must have Zizus. He must have this force which will go against this force of the Nefesh, which will be Mevatel, which will devastate the Kfedes HaTeva, the nature of the physical part of man, which wants to remain still and silent and doesn't want to bother. The Mesilas Yesharim brings on this in Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Yud, we're speaking here about Eshes Manoach, the wife of Manoach, who was to give birth to Shimshon, Samson. And Samson was a gibor, and he was a gibor. Not only was he a giant of a person physically, in the physical world, but in Avedis Hashem, he was a Nozir Hashem. It states, it's speaking here that the angels came to her and told her, you will give birth. And you'll give birth to a very great person, and he should be a Nozir. He should become a Nazareth. And then Manoach, she went and she told her husband, and he said, the angel should come back and tell us what to do with him. And he asked Hashem, please send the angel back. What should we do with this child when he's born? So Hashem listened. So the angel appeared again to the woman, and she was in the field, and Manoach, her husband, wasn't there. And when the angel appeared, before she started to talk to him, she wanted Manoach to be there, but Maher Isha Vatorot Vategat Isha. She hurried and she ran to tell her husband. And she said, quickly, Nira Eli Ha'isha Shebova Yem Eli, this man, this angel has come to me again. So then Manoach went and he followed her back. So it states, Batomar Elov, she said, Batomaya Ha'isha Batorot. She hurried and she ran to tell her husband. The Medrash says on this Posuk, the Medrash is in Bamidbar Rabba, Perek Yud Oshud Zayin, Melamed shekol maaseho shel tzaddikim b'mihirus. From here we learn that all the deeds of the tzaddikim are always done with a force and a speed. The Mesilas Yesharim brings on this in Perek Zayin. This is Bir Chilkas Rizus. He says we find. Avram Kosov by Mayar Avram Eila El Sora by Yema Mahari. When the angels came to visit Abraham, it states Abraham hurried to the tent and he told Sora, quickly, bake bread for them. And he told the lad, quickly, go bring water for them. By Rivka it states, Batamaher Vatar Kadu. When she saw Eliezer came to the well, she hurried to fill up the jugs of water. This we find, he says, consistently. Now, we find that all the time the tzaddikim, they operate with a great force, with a great quickness, with a great enthusiasm. Now why? I mean, there's many things, but why this bedafka? Because you cannot get even started to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without this. Because when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are going contrary to your nature. One might think that if a person runs with great enthusiasm to do a mitzvah, and he, at another time, or another person, runs with great enthusiasm to do an aveira, one might think that they're both reacting the same way, except one is going for a mitzvah and one is going for an aveira. Not true. These are two totally different scenarios. Why? Because to go around to do an aveira, that doesn't take a great force. Because the Yetzer Hara will drive you to go do the aveira. To sit down and overeat, to sit down and eat something you shouldn't eat, to do something you shouldn't do, that's easy. Not going contrary to your nature. To the contrary, to go do a mitzvah with enthusiasm, to do a mitzvah with force and zeal and with quickness. That's a different thing altogether. One is going downhill and the other is going uphill. That would be like saying that one person is running downhill and one person is running uphill. They're both doing the same thing. Not sure. There he's going contrary to his nature and contrary to the power of evil that tries to stop him. And that's the only way one can come to Avedis Hashem. That's why one must always realize. There was once in the, I once saw, it was a statement. It says that someone's father, he was very old, and he was dying. And his son asks him, he says, "Tell me, Dad, life is not easy. Is it uphill all the way? Is it always a struggle?" His father was about 90, 95. See, he told him, "My son, till the last minute, till the very last minute." One should not complain that life is a struggle, because that's the essence of life, to struggle. The Mesillas Yeshurim brings, he lists, we don't have time to go into even a little of it, but he lists the many reasons for why by some Atzlis is gover, the idleness in the person prevails, and by others the motivation in the person prevails. One of the things he mentioned is very good. He says it depends on a frame of mind. It depends what you expect from this world. For example, he says a person comes to work, he's prepared to work. You go home to relax, you gear yourself for relaxing. You go to sleep, you gear yourself for sleeping. He says, when you come into this world, he says, some people come into this world, they gear themselves in this world for manucha. This is Western culture, this is the Roman society. Roman society was famous for its tanugim, its bathhouses, its pursuit of trivial, empty things, idleness. This we have a world today. You can have, if it comes to, if someone will come and give a lecture where a person will have to think, you'll attract 50 people maybe. You come to sit back and you have a beer and you watch a soccer match, a billion people it will attract throughout the world. A billion, at least. What's the difference? Because one, you have to work at it, while the other, you sit back and you put your feet up and you fed it. Now, he says, those people that come into this world with a frame of mind that this world is a world of menucha, it's a world which will, I have to have a good time in this world, or an easy time in this world. Well, two things, he says. Firstly, they're in for a shock. They're the ones who are always complaining, "Hey, life is so difficult, it's so difficult, it's so difficult." It's a surprise to them. And they're always looking for the easy way out. So it's idleness. Atzlus. But as our sages taught us, they said, "Hayem la'aseisei omoche le'kabulskar." The time for a manucha is in the next world. Nobody ever told us this is the world of manucha. This is the world to a work, to achieve. Ba'koche aton neilad. Neilad. You come in here not because you want to have a good time. Kodesh Baruch Hu drove you into this world. He says, like a soldier goes to war. A soldier goes to war, what is he doing? He's in the frame of mind that he's going to go in for a good time. So therefore, he's not in for a shock if it's tough. So he says, those that come into this world and they're geared of what this world is for,
This is the world, the Sheishi Shemei Malocha. This is the world which was given to us to work and to achieve. Resting will be, the Chazal say, bekever. There'll be time in the grave to rest. He says, those are the people that you'll find, what today we'll call achievers and motivators. Right? There this Jesus will be gaver. But those who are constantly looking, they work in order they should be able to take time off for the holiday. They work during the week in order that they can have a big weekend. They save up money now for the golden years of retirement. Yes, then it's a very difficult world. This is what he meant when he said, yes, son, to the last minute, it's uphill. But in Avedas Hashem, that a person is placed in this world to do what's right and to do what's good and to achieve, this is contrary to the physical nature that he was given. So it has to be where he's always swimming upstream. He's always climbing uphill. A mountain climber is not only prepared, he's geared for the climb. So he doesn't complain, hey, it's uphill. Someone who expected to come on a picnic and all of a sudden he finds that he's climbing up Everest, it's a great shock. This is what he writes. Now, from here we can have now a deeper meaning into why by the Nesim. We find that not only it was not used the phrase Nodvar Libom, where their hearts inspired them, but we find that their name is written without a Yud. And Rashi brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yud out of their name. Why? Because they were Nisrashlu. They Nisatzlu. They were idle. They were lazy. Because Nosi also is from the word the soul, to carry. Like we said, the soul lead by one whose heart carries him, whose heart drives him. The Nosi, and by every person, his heart is supposed to drive him in the right directions. That gives him enthusiasm. That gives him inspiration. Person gets up in the morning and his body is heavy and there's still slumber in his body and the goof is reitze menucha. Physical body wants to slumber. His heart comes and drives him, inspires him, tells him what he has to do today and tells him what he can achieve today. And if that's gaver, if that prevails, then he's kahari. He becomes like a lion. But the Nosi is even more. The Nosi, who's the prince, not only must his heart carry himself, his heart is supposed to carry the nation. He's the driver of the nation. He's the motivator of the nation. This is a melech, a king. So his name is Nosi, where not only does he carry himself, he carries the people also. The Rambam brings that why? It states in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that the king of Israel should not marry too many wives, pen yosel avovai, lest they will turn his heart away. So the Rambam writes, why was the Torah so worried about his heart? Didn't say this to the regular Jew. So why are we so concerned about his heart and not the heart of a regular Jew when it comes to marrying a lot of wives? See, he writes, because the lev of the melech ze libo shel ha'am, the heart of the king, that's like the heart of the whole nation. See, the heart is what drives a person. The strongest force, the Maral writes, the strongest force in the person is not his physical body and not even his mentality. It's his heart. Because the proof is very simple. How many times do we know what's right, yet we do not do what's right, we do what we feel like doing?
That's the heart driving us in the wrong direction. And the king, not only is his heart will drive him, but his heart will guide the whole nation also. Therefore, the Torah was very concerned about the heart of the king. So therefore, they should have been out in front. They should have led the people, and they should have said, we will be a role model for the rest of the people, and we will give first. Instead, they gave what came with a calculation. Everybody give what you want, and we'll fill in at the end. That's good for someone else, but not for the leader. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the youth from their names, because not only they failed to carry the nation, and the youth is the letter of Hashem's name, which uplifts that person to this height. Shori mentions a number of very important principles. One, though, he mentions is what gives a person a great power of Zrizus and Avedas Hashem is when he instills in himself a great love for what he's doing and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for his Torah. Zrizus fuels on love. Where do we see people have enthusiasm? For something they love to do. Zrizus is the foundation of the Aseh Tov, of the mitzvahs Aseh. Go do. If a person, he says, would constantly instill in himself a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a love for his mitzvahs, a love for his Torah, then this would create a great zrishus, a great zeal in the person to go and do it. Fear, that's just the opposite. But Jesus comes from a great love and desire for the person, for what he is doing for Hashem. So this is what we find by Dovid HaMelech so many times. He writes, Soma Nafshi, my heart was thirsty for your mitzvahs. Or like it states, in Ovis, have you shase es divrehem betzome, that when you drink the words of the sages, you must, it's merely to drink them is not sufficient, because that will be drinking them without a zeal, without an enthusiasm. You must drink them betzome, with a thirst. In other words, to instill in oneself such a great love for his Torah. And he writes, incidentally, he says, there's no individual in no circumstances that cannot find constant miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for him. He says, whether he's wealthy or poor, or healthy or not healthy, he says, there is no individual that cannot find, if he will carefully investigate, the constant miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for him. And this will instill in him this love to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one thing he says. Another thing he says, you need Zrizus before you do the mitzvah. You need Zrizus while you're doing it. And you need Zrizus to finish it. It's very important. The Chazal always tell us, not only what you do, you must do with enthusiasm, but you should do it now. States mitzvah bol le yode al tak mitzeno. A mitzvah that comes to your hands, don't say you'll do it later. Al tak mitzeno. Don't let it become chometz, where it gets spoiled through waiting. Do it right away. Other things put off. person has an opportunity to do a good thing. Many, many times, people tell me, you know, they want to do this, they want to do that. And I give them an etzah how to do it. And I see them a week later, did you do it? Well, I've been very, very busy, I haven't gotten around to it yet. They'll never get around to it. When it comes to doing a good thing, you have an opportunity to do a good thing, you must put other things off and do this. Make time for it. Otherwise you'll find all of a sudden there are many other reasons why you can't do it. This is the procrastination. And the Yetzer Hara for sure will get in. The opportunity to do something good, you must train yourself, do it now. Put the other things off. This is what it states. You got an opportunity to learn now or learn later. Learn now and you'll do the other things later. Sometimes, many times we say, well, let's do the other things first and then we'll be free to learn. But see, you do the other things first, never comes around the time when you're free to learn. This is what the Chazal tell us. Don't say that you free yourself from everything that you have to do and then you'll learn. Because you might find that you'll never free yourself from everything you have to do. So you need zrizus, this enthusiasm, inspiration before you do it. You need while you're doing it. Brings a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meisha told Yeshua. Yeshua was continuing with the mitzvah to lead the people into Eretz Yisrael and to conquer the land. He said, Chazok be'amotz, be strong. While you're doing it, you need zrizus, constant force and enthusiasm, and then to see it through you need it. The Chazal tell us, Ein ha-mitzvah nikroi ella shem gemrei. The mitzvah is accredited to the one who completes it. How many wonderful projects do we undertake? Many wonderful projects we think about, but we don't undertake. One day I want to do this. But how many projects we do undertake and we do not complete? There also you need that zrishus. And then one final principle I would like to mention, which is very important. Many times people will say, well, I'm not motivated. I'm not motivated. He says, it is very true. The heart motivates the body. Like we see here in the Parsha. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted those whose hearts and spirits motivate them. It's very true. The hearts motivate the body. So you have to try to motivate your heart to motivate your body. But he says, just like the enthusiasm can come from within, the heart will have an effect on the body. The same is true. Physical enthusiasm will have effect on the heart. And he says this is something we see all of the time. This means we always use this in sport. This is used always by teams. Any coach knows, he knows these principles. He knows that in many, many cases, the winner of the Golden Cup is not necessarily going to be the most skilled players. It's going to be the most spirited team. See? The ones that have the spirit and the ones that have the will and will give all that it takes, and even capable with a spirit he can give more than it takes. So he has to instill this spirit in his team. Now many times it can come from within, but many times it's not there. So what do they do? So physically they start to motivate themselves. That means they get out there and become very physically active and start running and start swinging, and he'll work them physically, and that'll start motivating the heart. He says, and this we see all of the time. A person that says, well, I'm not motivated, then get out there and start working and work hard, and many times you'll see you become motivated. So he says, just like the inner powers of the person will have influence on the external powers of the person, so will the external powers of the person have influence on the internal part of the person. This is also a very, very important principle. So this is what is meant by HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, especially here by the Mishkan, because what does he need? He's coming for a handout. Bring me gold, bring me silver, build a house for me. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the gold and silver to bring that, build a house. He says, I want need vas libam. I want where your hearts inspire and force you to give. Then I have you. Then the house that you build will be from you yourself. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. This is, like we said, this is an imperative when it comes to Avedas Hashem, but this is really an imperative for any success. For any success in the world. But even more so when it comes, like Shimon Ben Tema said, to Avedas, to serve as Avedas Avicha Shebishamayim, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heavens.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.